It's time now for an NRL transfer update.
Yeah, I say he's got another one. The great Gus Gould, Reid Marnie, has been reported, James Hooper on Fox Sports, that Reid Marnie, a four-year deal from 2023. So another one of these deals that you've got to wait 12 months for. But Reid Marnie to the Bulldogs, for me, and based on the amount we're hearing, which I believe is $600,000 a year for 4 years, that to me is impeccable shopping.
Yeah, and don't forget, he was also on the cusp of making his Origin debut.
Yeah.
Before that shoulder injury. So you would think that over the next couple of years he'll be in and around that Queensland Origin team. So it could be the signing of the decade for the Bulldogs, in the sense that they could get him at $600,000. He might end up being – he's certainly got the potential to be one of those top echelon players, because the kicking game, he's quite brave in defence. Mm. He hasn't got many weaknesses to his game. Like Obviously, he'll learn a lot under Trent Barrett, but it is a good get. And if it's 600, it might be even less than that.
I honestly can't think of take Cameron Smith would probably be the leader here, but in the NRL era, right, I can't think of too many better dummy halves with a better kicking game than Reid Marnie.
Jakey Friend sort of got towards the back end of his career, but yeah, Reid Marnie, and it's such an asset having a guy like that, because you're kicking on the run.
That's right,
coming out and from dummy half. And I think one of our listeners mentioned he can. So if you're a ball player and he's throwing the ball 30 metres to you, because he's got that combination with Moses at the moment, gets Moses, it's pinpoint accuracy, gets Moses going, very hard to defend against.
And all he was laying that line for Papa Lee, who was crashing over in the left too, like that little
fierce
line.
As well.
Bulldogs, speaking about Bulldogs, if you're making room for someone to come in, you've got to make room for someone to go out. There's talk around maybe Nick Kotrick being forced out of the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
It hasn't really worked out
stage. Didn't work. They tried to use him as a centre.
Yep.
Didn't really work. They put him back at the wing. I don't know. He might have been injured, but he just... Remember when Canberra was breaking tackles for fun?
Yep.
So, and it sometimes that can happen. You go to a new club and you just don't fit in. So hopefully he goes back to Canberra and we see that form that... Played Origin. Don't forget, he's an Origin player.
See, I don't think you can spend your big bucks on centres these days. No. Bellamy doesn't do it. I don't think that's the move. What about Luciano Leilua off to the Cowboys? Big money. Was it around $700,000 a year?
Huge money. He had to go, though, because him and his brother are quite tight. He couldn't stay there while
I get that. But again, on the $700,000. And the Cowboys seem to be paying a premium.
They've played between him and Chatty Townsend.
That's one and a half.
Jeez.
That's one and a half a year, Leilua and Chad Townsend.
Wouldn't be paying. He's a terrific player.
But would you rather have, and it does depend on who you currently have at your club, but would you like Leilua for $700,000 or Reid Marnie for $600,000?
Reid Marnie.
Of course.
Reid Marnie all day.
Yeah.
Like Luciano is one of those players who can make something of nothing, but I suppose when you're playing for that money, you need that consistency. And he's obviously... I wouldn't be surprised if he leaves early. He's a candidate for leaving early, the Tigers early.
Yeah, definitely.
So they'll play Isaiah on the left.
Yep.
This is the Tigers. And I think Luke Garner's a terrific footballer.
He's a very solid footballer. He actually came through the ranks of Tommy Turbo.
Right, he's Manly boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really like him. I think he's a...
Yep, I totally agree with that.
Definitely a first grader.